We're going to do something now that we don't do often enough. Check back on people we've met during the course of our reporting. Correspondent Jean Carstensen spent a chunk of last year reporting on the refugee crisis in Greece. And since then, she's been tracking the progress of families she met in the camps there. Today, Jean catches up with a Syrian family that was granted asylum in Germany.
I met Ali Das a year ago at Edomeni refugee camp on the Greek-Macedonia border. One night, I ran alongside him when police fired tear gas during a clash.
Where's your family?
Here, come.
Okay. Are they okay?
Ali and his family have been without a home since 2015 when ISIS invaded their hometown of Palmyra, Syria. Later, in Athens, I met Ali at a museum exhibit about Palmyra's beautiful Greco-Roman ruins, where he used to walk as a boy. He was lamenting everything ISIS destroyed.
We leave a lot of things behind. Memory, story, history. All of this, we leave it behind us.
Ali and his family were desperate to get to Germany to seek asylum. Eventually, they made it. I'm here to see the Das family at the latest stop on their refugee journey, the small Bavarian town of Traunreut. I find them in good spirits.
Mama makes bread here.
She makes bread?
Because if we want Syrian bread, we have to go to another city. There is Arabic shop, but here no, so Mama makes bread here.
That's Wissam, Ali's older sister. When the family first arrived in Germany, they were placed in a reception center in Munich for a few weeks, where they could enjoy big city life, buy Syrian food, and hang out with other Syrians.
There is a street in Munich. You walk there, you feel you are in Syria. All people speak Arabic.
But Germany doesn't want to settle all new refugees in urban areas. So newcomers like the Das family are assigned to locations all over the country. The family is grateful to be safe in Germany. But Traunreut is small and insular, with only a few cafes and shops and minimal street life.
So do you go out at night? Is there anything to do here?
No. There is nothing in this city.
And is it more social in Syria?
Yes, too much. Here there is not. People here, I don't know, kind of cold, maybe because of weather, I don't know. They sit in restaurant, they drink coffee together, but they don't speak.
And what's it like in Syria?
In Syria, you hear the laughing from the end of the street. This is the difference.
When they do go out to shop or do errands, sometimes the locals ignore them.
They don't like us. In this town, I don't know why.
And so what happens? They're just not friendly?
I don't know. They don't like us. If we want to take the bus, they don't stop normally. Yes, if you go to buy something, you say, Dankeschön, and choose, they don't answer.
I wonder how Wissam can laugh at being treated that way. But I imagine keeping a sense of humor could be a useful survival skill. Plus, she understands their discomfort to some degree.
They are just afraid of us. And I can understand if somebody from far place come to my country, it will be strange at the beginning, but after it will be okay.
It's carnival season, so I ask Wissam if she wants to check out the party in the nearby village of Altenmarkt. At 11 a.m., music is blaring from multiple stages, and people are dancing around in costumes, drinking.
What are you drinking?
Glühwein. And later, beer, and the last drinks are schnapps, grappa.
Glühwein, beer, schnapps, and grappa.
Yeah. This is the step-by-step.
And it's not just adults. Plenty of kids are drinking, too. Wissam yells at me over the loud music blaring from another stage. She points out some guys who are dressed up as Saudi sheikhs.
Which one? Saudi Arabia. This guy. Who's wearing white. He's wearing Arab type. He's dressed up like an Arab.
I wonder if she might find Germans dressing up as Arabs while drinking beer insulting. but she really doesn't care. She doesn't mind the alcohol either. As a Muslim, she doesn't drink, but she couldn't care less if others choose to do so. Still, Wissam grew up in another world, in Palmyra, Syria, and she feels like an outsider here.
So what, does this make you happy that you're living in Germany now?
not really, because I'm not part of this.
Back at the refugee center in Traunreut, Ali has arrived and dinner is just about ready.
This is soup and malchow with meat and coffee.
The family's German tutor is also here. Christa Schmidt is one of the few locals the family has struck up a friendly relationship with.
In Deutschland heißt es jetzt guten Appetit.
Yeah. Ja. Arabisch Saha. Der Arabisch Saha.
Soon, Ali pulls out the shisha. We take turns puffing and talk. Sitting here on the floor after a delicious home-cooked meal, it feels more like I'm in Syria than Germany. I imagine the family is nostalgic for their lost home. Ali expresses the sadness they all feel.
I'm missing to everything in Syria. The house, the widow, the friend, the people, everything.
But I realize it's not really nostalgia. They don't have the luxury to get sentimental. Because the Syria they left behind in Palmyra is gone.
Nobody chose to leave his country. We leave because we're forced to leave. Because it's not safe anymore to stay. So dangerous.
The Doss family is still in limbo in Traunreut, still living in temporary housing and still lacking a wider community in Germany. But they can imagine that fairly soon they'll finally have a house of their own. Just a simple place, Ali says.
Like everyone, he wants quiet house and nice life, not more than that.
Even with a house in Germany, I wonder if they will ever feel they belong. I put that question to Wissam.
Can you imagine you'll ever feel German? I mean, will you feel... You probably won't. You'll always be Syrians living in Germany. Or will you someday feel German?
No, Syrian. But maybe my children, they will be... My mother was Syrian. They will forget.
I can feel the Doss family hurtling themselves bravely into their new future in Germany. One way or another, Syria will go with them. For the World, Jean Carstensen, Traunreut, Germany.
Tomorrow, Jean reports on how the German residents of Traunreut are reacting to the arrival of refugees in their town.
There's a lot of jealousy. People say that the refugees are getting all the apartments, and poor Germans are not.
Jean's reporting on refugees is supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.